Lord, as we study this passage together, may we learn more of who you are and who we are in Christ. Amen. This is... Oops. Is that okay? This is the second talk in a series on Old Testament characters. And today we're looking at a man named Caleb. But first, a bit of background. The Israelites had entered Canaan after 40 years wandering in the wilderness. And they begin to take possession of the land west of Jordan. In our passage, the tribe of Judah, led by Caleb, they stand before Joshua, who was appointed to allocate a plot to each of the tribes. Now, this is an amazing occasion. It's a really important point in Israel's history. The Lord had promised his covenant people a land flowing with milk and honey. And through Abraham, their forefather, and here, his descendants, they're receiving it. Caleb, in verse 1, reminds Joshua of a promise the Lord had made 40 years earlier to give him the region of Hebron because he was faithful. He trusted the Lord. We're told he followed the Lord wholeheartedly in verse 8, the bottom of verse 8, and verse 9, and the bottom of verse 14, three times. And when there's repetition in scripture, it means that the author really wants us to take hold of that truth. Caleb had experienced rescue from slavery in Egypt, trusted the Lord during the years of wandering, and he knew that one day he would enter Canaan because the Lord said he would. This morning we're going to look at Caleb, his faith in God's promises, and see what we can maybe take away from that. Now, you may have a faith the size of a mustard seed, or a faith as big as Caleb's, whichever. Now, we must seek to grow our faiths. That's so important. But what's more important than that is who we put our faith in. Faith. Professor Richard Dawkins, the humanist, said, "Faith is blind trust in the absence of evidence." But everybody has faith in something, even he. Jehovah Witnesses, they set up stands all over the place and a couple people man each one. It's a familiar scene in London, isn't it? And they knock on doors. And I remember some time ago, a couple knocked on my door and I said to them, I really admired the level of their faith, their commitment, going out rain or shine. But I told them that the problem was what they put their faith in. You see, they do not believe that Jesus is the only way to God. They listened, and then I thought we were having a really good conversation, but then they made their excuses and left me on my doorstep. Oh, well. during the recent climate extinction protests. As we know, major roads were shut off. There were protests at the Natural History Museum. Something very vivid, a group of girls near Heathrow Airport holding a banner saying, "Are we the last generation?" They were so sure in what they were doing, but they looked so frightened. Now, whether we agree or disagree with their methods to be heard, they did highlight the fact that we need to be better stewards of our planet, look after it, as God commanded in Genesis 1. But some people, some go further, and they think we can actually save it. But that's to put our trust, all our hope, in people. When only Jesus can do that, make all things new, when he returns as King. He is above all other gods. Psalm 95. In the Lord's Prayer, which we will be saying later on, we say, "Yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." Will you put your trust in him? Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Hebrews chapter 1. And we, like Caleb, worship a great big God who is sovereign. That's our first point. Back to our passage. The Lord had actually led his people into Canaan 45 years earlier. But before, that's covered in verses 7 to 10. And the full account is in Numbers 13 to 14. It's a really good read. Now, before entering 45 years earlier, Moses had sent Caleb and other spies into Canaan to explore it and report back. Now, they all saw exactly the same thing. The land was fertile. There was loads of fruits. They even brought some back to Moses to see. But it was occupied by the Anakites, who were giants. They actually described themselves as looking like grasshoppers in comparison. When they returned to base camp, Moses received two very different reports. The others said that Canaan was impossible to conquer, and that it would be like a suicide mission to go in. But Caleb, verse 7, saw the situation according to his convictions. The Hebrew text for that translates, "just as it was in his heart," and said, Numbers 14, "Do not be afraid, the Lord is with us. We can take it." But we're told in verse 8 of our passage, the people's hearts, they melted with fear. They just could not see the Lord was with them. On a clear night, I like looking up at the stars. We get a real light display, don't we? And recently at home, we purchased the telescope so that we could see it in more detail. Now, a telescope, microscope, glasses that we hang on the end of our noses. They're all aids, aren't they, to help us to see what's already there. But from the naked eye, we might miss it. And in the same, in a similar way, Scripture, the Bible, is an aid to help us to open the eyes of our hearts so we can see Jesus is with us. The Israelites could only see what was visible with the naked eye. But Caleb, he looked through the lens of faith and saw the situation from that reality, in that context. Measured the Anakite's great might, not against his own strength, but against the Lord's. We can at times forget to bring our situations to the Lord in prayer because we're so busy trying to sort them out for ourselves. But when we remember his promises to us that death has been defeated once and for all, and his promise of our glorious future, eternity with Jesus, when we look through that lens, in that light, mountains and giants, they may not disappear, but they lose some of their power. They can shrink. God is with us. That's our second point. With us here today, as we leave church this morning, as we start the week on Monday. 2 Corinthians 5. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Now, in our passage, Caleb is an 85-year-old man, and he not only wanted to take on the Anakites, he wanted to lead the battle. He boasts in verse 11 that he's just as strong as he was at 40. He continued to serve the Lord mightily all through those wandering years, right up to this point, and of course beyond. Now, last week, after the AGM, we spent some time on Serving Sunday, just thinking about spiritual gifts that we may have, we may know we have, or some that may be hidden, and different ways in which each one of us can serve here at St. Mildred's. And it's really exciting. Now, we're all different. Caleb was 85 and surrounded by people at least 20 years younger than him. Our physical bodies, they may begin to slow down as we get older or through illness or whatever. But the Lord can still work mightily through us for his purposes. All he needs from us is a desire. Many of us remember June Jolly. I remember when I was training to be a reader, and I enjoyed going to classes at Southwark Cathedral. I even enjoyed writing essay after essay and giving talks when I was there as well. But what petrified me was coming to St. Mildred's and talking in front of familiar faces that I know. Now, I shared it with June one day, and she said to me, she used to sit over there, and she said to me, Pauline, next time you feel anxious, just look me straight in the eye. And it worked. She was a real blessing. We won't be called to take up arms like Caleb, but we can be spiritual, we can be prayer warriors in the spiritual battle for hearts and minds. We can be encouragers of others in bringing up their gifting. Caleb's reward for faithfulness was Hebron. Ours is a joy for today and hope for tomorrow. Isaiah 40 reads, "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow faint." Like Caleb, how we are physically now or how we may be one day is no barrier to serving the Lord mightily. When he calls us, he gives us exactly what we need to do it. Says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness." 2 Corinthians 12. We're coming to the end now, so a quick recap. This morning we firstly looked at Caleb's faith and how our faith may not be as big as his, but what's more important is who we put our faith in. And we worship a great big God who is sovereign. Secondly, we looked at when Caleb went into Canaan as one of the spies and saw those massive Anakites and how he looked at this situation through the lens of faith. And how if we look through the lens of faith, remembering the Lord's promises to us in that light, we too will see God with us more clearly every day, even Monday morning. And just now we saw how nothing can prevent us from serving the Lord mightily, because he gives us exactly what we need to do it. If we are willing, he is more than able, and the fruit of that is pure joy. How we understand these things will impact on our lives, our perspective on everything. Will you, will we, like Caleb, follow the Lord wholeheartedly every single day? Will you trust him with your life, with your future, with your everything? Let us be still a moment before we pray. Lord, we just thank you for your word. Thank you that you encourage us through scripture by your presence. May we just take into our hearts who you are, Lord, and may we be changed, Lord, from the inside out. Thank you, Lord. Amen.